Well, hello. Good morning. I didn't see you there. 96.5 KECO in Elk City, Oklahoma. This rain is nothing short of a blessing. Nothing short. I am, without qualification, uncategorically prepared to pronounce this rain a tremendous blessing. And I hope it's raining where you are. I really do. Because everybody within the sound of our terrestrial voice. Now, I realize there may be people in Wyoming listening online, and they don't need any rain. They're in flood watch because of melting snow.
Really?
Yeah. There are parts of the country that don't need rain. This is not one of those. We badly need all the rain we can get, and it's raining at where I work right now and at my house. I got one of those alerts at some point this morning. I think it was supposed to start raining. I don't know what time it began, 3 o'clock, 3:30. But by the time I left home, just before 6, the ground was completely wet. In fact, I saw some lightning and heard some thunder this morning.
I did too.
And it is raining right now where I am, right here on 96.5 KECO.
Nathan.
And I'm Nathan, and that's Landry.
You know how, Nathan, you know how some people just make you smile? Just being in their presence, seeing their photograph,
thinking about them. That is so kind of you. Thank you.
And then, of course, there's you, but I digress. You know who Cooper Twyman is? Elk City High School senior Cooper Twyman.
Yep.
He's
in
the band.
Yes, sir. Guitar.
He plays about 19 instruments.
Is he
playing upright bass? I know he plays the bass guitar.
Okay.
He also does, I don't know, like 17 other instruments. And
that's Justin Twyman's son, by the way.
Oh, pardon me. Well, I'm looking at Cooper Twyman, and, you know, just looking at him at any given moment would make me smile. But I'm looking at the 96.5 KECO Facebook page at the senior showcase photo contest. You know, the senior showcase photo contest where we want people to send in their this year's high school seniors' photos. We don't want it from, you know, 1974.
By the way, I'm sorry, can I put a peg down right here?
I wish you would.
Although we're calling it senior pictures, there's a reason we're calling it. It's because they're seniors and we want pictures.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't have to be the official, hey, we went over to wherever and set up for 30 minutes or an hour and had all these costumes and we went out in the street and, you know, girls took their shoes off because that's how girls like to do their senior pictures, with their shoes off. Wherever and whenever, on a haystack or a barn.
We've all become farmers and cowboys.
And out on the railroad, the railroad track, and we're riding the rails, or we're mermaids or something. It doesn't have to be the official senior pictures that you took with an official photographer. It could just be the picture from the basketball game or from the parade or from goofing around wherever. Any pictures of your senior, whether it's a child, grandchild, sibling. I mean, if it's yours, send in your own at KECOFM.com, our website, KECOFM.com. Click the icon that says senior pictures, go here or something, and then you upload them. And that's what Landry's looking at.
I'm looking at a picture of Elk City High School senior Cooper Twyman.
Coop!
Because someone submitted this photo of Cooper Twyman, this senior showcase photo.
Tremendous member of the band. Tremendous guy to be around.
He
makes people happy, Landry.
He seems to make people happy. He's energetic. He's positive. He's happy. And you know what he is?
A breath of fresh air.
He's good people. He's a gamer. He's a guy who he shows up. He takes care of business.
He's one of those guys you want to have around. There's some people in life where, I mean, there are other people that you never want around.
Yeah.
Like Landry. But then there are people you want to be around,
you know what?
And you want to have him around. Cooper's one of those.
You want his mojo spreading everywhere, influencing his peers.
I'll take some of what he's got, if I can get it. He's that guy.
Nathan, there's a story in today's Oklahoma.
Yeah, there is.
By the way, do people still read the newspaper?
Yeah, there is.
It's about a deal in Norman. You know, one of these football stadium deals, there's two college students.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to put together this, it's a religious event.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it because Clytie Bunyan wrote the story. One of the great Bunyans.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Paul, Clytie, the other Bunyans. Clytie Bunyan wrote the story, and it's about these two college kids at OU who are going to fill the stadium with some religious event. It's at the Gaylord Family OU Memorial Barry Switzer football field thing. And
yes,
the story is notable for a couple of reasons.
13 minutes after 96.5 KECO.
And Nathan, the reason that I wanted to bring it up in all the years that I have been aware of OU football and that stadium in Norman. Are you aware it's in Norman?
Yes.
Been to it many times.
Yes.
Been by it.
Thank you.
Played some ball there, kicked some field goals, threw an orange on the field once, got yelled at because of it.
Yeah.
For the first time ever, in a story involving that stadium, somebody listed its address. The street address. Do you know what the official, not the number, do you just know what street it's considered? Because it's on, you know, four or five different streets.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say Jenkins.
Close.
Asp?
Yes.
Okay. I knew it was going to be one of those.
According to Clytie Bunyan.
Yeah. Our favorite Bunyan.
According to Oklahoman religion writer Clytie Bunyan, the Gaylord Family Memorial, Oklahoma Memorial Stadium, is located at 1185 Asp Avenue in Norman. 1185. So if you're going to mail anything, I've got the address for you. Here it is, 1185 Asp Avenue. If you want to mail Barry Switzer or Coach Merv or Coach Stoops some mail, Coach Vinnie Venables, send him a letter or postcard. That's the address to use. First time I have ever seen the stadium's address listed anywhere.
48 degrees, rain falling, Landry. We've got a
– do we have Gary? By the way, were you as surprised as I was at how much Tom Ivester hates Gary Morris? What, you know, Tom is not one to withhold his disdain.
Well, and he has strong opinions. He has strong opinions.
Of course, we can add that to the list of, you know, Tom's loathsome musical members. You've got the Eagles.
He hates the
Eagles. And Hotel California.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's all Eagles song or just Hotel California. He hates Gary Morris and apparently anything from the 70s or 80s.
I was reflecting again this morning on what he said. He said that country music was bad in the 70s and 80s. He is nuts. Bad?
Yes.
In the 70s and 80s? Is he familiar with
Merle Haggard?
Jones? Conway? Charlie Pride?
In the 80s.
Don Williams?
There were some guys named George Strait.
Randy Travis.
Randy Trawick. Randy Travis.
Keith Whitley.
Ricky Skaggs. Ricky Van Shelton. Okay, I'm not a big RVS fan.
Oak Ridge Boys.
I know you were.
Oak Ridge Boys had a few great
songs. The Oaks? Stats? Do we call the Statler Brothers the Stats? What one song do you
think
of?
Ronnie Millsap?
What one song do you think of?
One of our listeners, my son, you know my 16-year-old son Sam, don't you? He said maybe Tom meant the 1870s.
It's possible. That's quite possible. Yes, thank you.
And the reason I thought of how much Tom hated Gary Morris.
Right.
Was today. There's a 100% chance of rain.
Is it the beard? Is it the hair?
Ag producers, oil field companies, you guys don't do long distance. If somebody's going to supply you, you got to see their eyeballs. American Hose and Supply will bring you hoses and fittings. They won't fax them. They won't email them. They won't snail mail them. They won't overnight them. They will bring them to you. Just say the word. American Hose and Supply, inside Camrock and South Main in Elk City, next to Fred's Steakhouse.
There is not a single song that comes to mind when I think of the Statler Brothers. Now, there is with the Oak Ridge Boys.
You know
with the Oaks, it's Elvira. Giddy Up, Papa Mau Mau. I mean, they have lots of other songs, but that song pops into my head. But with the Statlers, I'm just thinking about guys in white pants.
Text us at 225-9697. One of our listeners said, good morning, you two heathens. And then sent this. Imagine how much sound a centipede would make if it wore tiny flip-flops. That's a great thought. Thank you for sharing that thought on this rainy, rainy day.
Is it raining?
225-9697. Good morning, rascals. Light to medium rain from Eric to Sayre. Drive careful, fellow listeners. Light to medium rain from Eric to Sayre. Drive carefully, fellow listeners. Text us at 225-9697. Oh, Landry.
Uh-huh.
Today, according to our favorite sister, today is the 90th birthday of Miss Carol Burnett.
Really?
That's according to her. I mean, according to her sister, not Carol.
90 years old today.
90 years old today.
I love Carol Burnett.
I'm so glad we had this time together.
I absolutely love the Carol Burnett Show. Nathan and I grew up in the 80s. That decade Tom Ivester hates. Nathan and I grew up in the 80s watching Carol Burnett reruns. The Carol Burnett Show reruns on the Superstation. WTBS out of Atlanta. Ted Turner. You know what? I love Ted Turner.
He helped raise us, Landry.
He did. He provided us Atlanta Braves baseball to watch. He provided us
Gilligan's Island.
The Andy Griffith Show.
Brady Bunch.
John Wayne movies.
Yes, sir.
On TBS. That was our entertainment.
That was our YouTube.
We didn't have YouTube and cell phones and the internet.
But no,
we,
sir.
But we had TBS, and we had the Carol Burnett Show.
We had a senior picture texted to the show. Landry, would you look at the senior picture that was sent in?
Whoa! Ho, ho.
Nathan, speaking of rain, I really like this song by a guy named Clint Black.
You think about,
you know what the name of it is, don't you?
Like the Rain.
It is Like the Rain.
Let's name other songs. Eddie Rabbit, I Love a Rainy Night. What else you got?
Is it raining at your house?
Oh, Vern, the
voice. I know you love the voice.
Vern Gosden.
We're not talking about Conway or Vince. We're talking about Vern Gosden.
Songs About Rain, Gary Allen.
They were like rain.
Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, B.J. Thomas.
He's the guy from Growing Pains, right?
Yes, he was.
Which cast member was he? Did he play?
Boner.
Stabone?
Yeah.
Did he play the uncle? Every cast needs a wacky uncle.
Hey, one listener is wishing Carol Burnett a happy birthday now.
Should we sing Carol?
On her behalf, thank you.
The birthday song?
Do you just have Carol Burnett? Bring up the Carol Burnett theme in case the young people are not aware of who she is. Carol Burnett had a variety show, a skit show in the 70s, where she and her cast of thousands would dress up in costumes. It was like it was in a measure, it was like Saturday Night Live. They came out and did skits. Sketches.
Here it is.
Where they pretended to be people on stage.
You know what network it aired on?
CBS.
Yes. I don't remember this.
Healing Rain by Michael W. Smith. Healing Rain by Michael W. Smith. Southern Rain by Mel Tillis. I could pray for help and hope for Southern Rain.
Garth Brooks, Every Time That It Rains.
From Television City in Hollywood, it's the Carol Burnett Show, brought to you by Pittsburgh Paint. Makers of Wallhide.
Wallhide?
The new wall paint that does half
You ever
your
used
work.
Any Wallhide while
Never.
Eating rawhide?
Never.
Choose? There we go.
The Carol Burnett Show.
Thank you.
Has been brought to you by Salve with Real Borax.
Salve? Real Borax? We use Borax in my house.
Borax has been around that long.
We use Borax. 20 Mule Team Borax?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we've got it, too.
And she'd come out and do that Tarzan yell. What a kitschy and cool thing. She would come out and take questions from the audience at the beginning. Yes, anybody? Let's bring the lights up. Anybody have any questions? Yes, Carol. Carol, I love you. Would you do the Tarzan yell? And then she would, like that. And everybody would love it.
Thoroughly likable.
So happy. She could sing and she could act and she could
be
funny.
Is it possible that Cooper Twyman has based his persona on Carol Burnett?
Here's another senior picture. Landry, look at this. 96.5 KECO is the early morning show. We're doing songs about rain. Send us your song about rain. Rusty says Healing Rain by Michael W. Smith. We got Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. I Love a Rainy Night. Smoky Mountain Rain. Oh, my goodness, Ronnie Minnesota.
Oh, my.
Kentucky Rain by Elvis Presley.
Which they're the same songs.
Right. And Millsap had a hand in both. 48 degrees on our way to 100% chance of rain today, thanks to Gary Morris, who Tom Ivester loathes, and the Carol Burnett Show. The thunder rolls,
but it's not in the title. It's got to be in the title, a song about rain.
Rain.
It has to be in the title?
I think so.
All right.
I think so.
Speaking of common thread.
Rain is really wet.
Maybe. If you're lucky, we'll get to play some common thread.
Maybe so. Hey, thanks for joining us on Facebook and online at KECOFM.com and wherever you are. And on the radio. This radio show is still on the radio. Seems like whenever you or the kids start feeling bad, doctor's office just closed. So you can either suck it up and hope the doctor's office opens tomorrow or in 3 days. Or you can go to the ER if it's bad enough. If you really think it's an emergency, go to the ER. But if it's somewhere in between and you need a little medical attention, you can go to GPRMC's Urgent Care Clinic. If it's urgent and you need care, go to the clinic. Urgent Care Clinic next to Starbucks on the east side of Elk City.
Nathan, yesterday was the birthday of one of the sheriff's grandsons.
Excuse me.
Came over to my house. We knew he was coming, and my son said, hey, it's Pookie's birthday. Why don't you wish him a happy birthday when he comes in the house? I said, okay. So Pookie entered the house.
Do you want to give a a baptized name, a Christian name?
What is his name? It's Luke, I think.
Friesen. Yeah,
Luke Friesen. But around our neighborhood, he's Pookie.
So he comes in the house.
Pookie comes in the house, and I wish him a happy birthday. I said, "Happy birthday, Pookie!" And he said, "Thank you." And then I said, "I'm willing to sing to you if you'd like." And he said, "That's all right."
Got to appreciate that. I bet Carol Burnett would take a song if she were here today.
You know, his brother has committed to going to Georgetown.
I know. I'm supposed to talk to him at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Really? He and Zoe are going and starting Georgetown in the fall. Georgetown, it's going to be a Hoya.
Nathan and Landry Brewer will continue to confuse you in just a little bit.
Duh.
On the early morning show on KECO.
Well, I'll use myself as an example. I go in there, I need oil filters for my tractor or something like that. I'll get the oil filter, whatever I need. Any greases for lubing everything up. If I need some electrical fittings or any type of nuts and bolts to fix something that's broke, I can get it there. Any penetrating oils, I mean, just anything that you need, we can get, we have, or we're going to get for you for any type of agriculture or oil field or just working on something around the house, whatever you need. The other three owners, myself, Ronnie Redd, Casey Miller, Brock Kalk, we're all local guys, been here almost all of our lives. We put back into the community. We love Elk City. When you buy through us, you're buying from somebody that's putting it back into the community instead of going to some big corporate office somewhere out of state. We invest back into schools. We sponsor stuff all the time, different sports and just whatever. Camrock is the name of the company. We've got what you need for your agriculture or oil field industry, whatever you need. It's 2111 South Main, Elk City, south of Fred's Steakhouse. Three local guys just looking to do business with our community.
This is a great idea for Mother's Day. Some new frames that we got in. They're kind of your barnwood rustic frames, and it includes the canvas print of your own photos. Everything is included price-wise. There's a QR code on the back, so you scan it, and then you'll send your picture to the email, and they send you the canvas print for free. Shipping is included. Everything is included in your price that you pay in the store. And you can switch them out. You can send them another picture, and then you'll pay for the canvas the next time. But for the first time, you get the canvas included in your price of the frame. This is our new line. It's the Go Be Lovely by Allume. Candle line, fragrance line, grabs your attention with the beautiful colors. There's five different scents, but then it's spread out with hand cream, perfume, perfume rollers, body mist, and then three different styles of candles. This is a great idea for Mother's Day.
Grandview Pharmacy and Gifts, located at 1220 West 3rd Street in Elk City and between Sherwin-Williams and Subway.
Our company is called Flow Fuel. We deliver fuel to farmers and ranchers around western Oklahoma. So the other side of our business is we fuel fracks. We have an automated system that we fuel fracks. We go through so much volume of diesel that we get a good price on it. It's just like anything. The more you buy, the cheaper the price. So we buy so much volume that we get a better price, and we're allowed to move that over to the ranchers and farmers. Our whole thought process was, you know, we're making money with this. Let's start fueling some farmers and move that price break over to them. Yes, price is the first thing, but reliability, knowing that when you call and ask someone to show up, they show up, do what they say. I really am prideful about doing what I say. I want to always be there. I want people to call me and know that I'm going to show up and do what I say.
My name is Jamie Washburn.
My name is Daniel Bennett. Our company is called Flow Fuel. Call 339-8111.
Call 339-8111.
Your morning dose of information returns right now. Let's get back to the early morning show on KECO.
.5 KECO's The Early Morning Show. Nathan and Landry, you can text us at 225-9697.
If you happen to know the mailing address of Boone Pickens Stadium in Stillwater, let us know.
This is great.
9697.
Man, this is great. You guys are knocking it out of the park with these songs about rain. Purple Rain. How did we miss that? Purple Rain by Prince. Who'll Stop the Rain by Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Have I shared with you my favorite new version of Purple Rain?
Absolutely. Listen to the Rhythm of the Falling Rain by the Cascades. Listen to the rhythm of the falling rain. That's one of the things I like about Jim Traber. I mean, he's a man's man. He's a manly guy. He's But he loves music. He loves show tunes.
Really?
And he'll sing them. He'll sing on the radio.
Show tunes.
Oh, yeah. He loves
really?
Going to shows. And he was raving one day about Andrea Bocelli.
Really?
Yeah. He loves music.
Well,
and he'll sing
but
on the air. It doesn't bother him.
He's Italian.
Oh, no doubt.
Right? See?
But
he's a paisano.
I mean, he's a man's man. He didn't mind singing on the air. He loves it.
Think Traber and Joe Joy ever get together and talk about being Italian?
Consistently, Landry, consistently. Not haphazardly.
Uh-huh.
Not Dukes of Hazzardly.
Right.
Consistently, over time, if you put money into the pot grows.
Uh-huh.
And when you apply the magic of compound interest that is inherent in the stock market.
That is interesting.
Then you make money. Do you want to make more money? Do you want to be able to quit working someday? Do you want to be able to live in retirement? I mean, live in retirement. Advanced Financial Strategies does it differently. I'm telling you, people, they do it differently. Let Brian and Briley Baca, big and bigger, show you how they do it differently. Costs nothing to do it. RetireWithBaca.com. RetireWithBaca.com. Landry, November rain.
Oh,
November rain.
That,
like Guns N' Roses.
Is a weird video. Is it a birthday party or a wedding, and it starts raining, and the cake gets wet, and they overturn the table?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense,
no.
But it was really cool. Songs About Rain, Gary Allen. Help Pour Out the Rain by Buddy Jewell. Listen to the Rhythm of the Falling Rain by the Cascades. Have you ever seen the rain by CCR? And that that's Creedence Clearwater Revival, not Cross Canadian Ragweed, which is an easy mistake people make. Purple Rain, Purple Rain, Purple Rain, Purple Rain.
Does anybody know what that song means? Why is the rain purple?
And we're talking about rain because it's been raining. How wonderful is that? Everybody smiling, everybody happy about the rain. We got a 100% chance of rain today. Your weather coming up. What's up Wednesday? Find out what's happening in Elk City, Oklahoma. And Cooper Twyman. His picture has been submitted, Landry,
mm-hmm.
to KECOFM.com.
A lot of pictures there. I was looking at them last night.
We are looking for senior pictures. Do you have a son, a grandson, a daughter, a granddaughter, a cousin, a neighbor, a friend? Maybe it's you. Are you graduating this year? We're looking for senior pictures. And by that, I mean simply a picture of you during your senior year. Doesn't have to be your formal Olin Mills setting. Doesn't have to be your glamour shot with you in the hat and the collar. It could be any picture taken of you during your senior year, maybe at a football game, maybe at Christmas. Wouldn't it be fun to get Christmas pictures? Maybe it was taken at Easter. Maybe it was done yesterday.
And what is the goal of all this? What are we trying to crown?
And then, Landry, here's what's going to happen. Our viewers and listeners are going to do the voting on their favorite picture.
Oh, the viewers.
That's right.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And whoever submits the favorite picture that gets the top votes will win. Steak dinner at Simon's Catch.
Winner, winner.
Steak dinner.
Well, I like food.
96.5 KECO is the early morning show.
Can I submit something?
Are you a senior?
In my mind, I am.
Blame it. Oh, my goodness, Landry.
Yep.
Blame it on the rain.
Millie. Vanilli.
Blame it on the rain.
Or
talking
about Rob and Fab.
Yeah,
right?
No doubt.
Those German
some of the best lip syncers we have ever seen.
So who really sang the Millie Vanilli songs?
I'm Only Happy When It Rains. The Adventures of Rain Dance. Man, it's getting crazy in here. Text us at 225-9697. Song titles with rain in it. Songs that deal with rain. Now, someone I know sent in the Thunder Rolls, which I guess, I mean, it's raining in the song.
Yeah. But you wanted rain in the title.
Yeah, I was really
songs
leaning
with
that
rain
way.
In the title.
I was really leaning that way. Is it raining at your house? Vern Gosden.
See, I want to send a letter to both the OU and OSU football stadiums, and I have the OU football stadium mailing address, 1185 Asp Avenue. Thank you, Clyde Bunyan with the Oklahoman. What I don't know is the Boone's mailing address in Stillwater. I mean, I got Stillwater, but what is the mailing address of Boone Pickens Stadium? If I want to send Mike Gundy or Pat Jones a Christmas card or a graduation announcement, I was going to send it there. I don't have the mailing address.
Oh, ho, ho. Well, maybe you just need the Penny News, Landry. Maybe you just need a copy of the Penny News Patriot Roofing and Windows, all your roofing and window needs.
Do you need windows? Do you have window needs? A roof? A roof? They'll put a roof over your head. I'll just guarantee you now. I'm going to guarantee you the 43rd Roman Nose Hills Trail Ride. Watonga Kiwanis putting it on. GPRMC Urgent Care Clinic. Quality care without the wait. 7 days a week. That's page one. Metal Mart. Whether your project is large or small, they appreciate your business at the Metal Mart. This Texas Gun Show. Ooh, there are. Whoa! June 3rd and 4th. They're getting ahead of it, aren't they? I mean, and I imagine, Abilene Convention Center, June 3 and 4. Automobiles for sale on page one. Look at all that. Big farm equipment auction. Whoops, that was this past Saturday. Never mind. That was XIT Auctions. Not Exit Auctions. It was XIT Auctions. Carol. Doodaloo. Doodaloo. Carol. Happy 90th birthday today to our very own Carol Burnett, the beloved Carol Burnett. Remember when she started on the show with us the first few months, and then due to contractual agreement, and well, she moved. She couldn't be on the show anymore.
Didn't you have to do some dinner theater out in Sacramento?
Maybe. Rain falling. Your weather breakdown coming up. What's up Wednesday? Find out what's happening in Oak City, Oklahoma.
That was Gary Dumas.
I always get him confused with Carol.
The early morning show on KECO will be back any minute. If you love America, you won't change the station.
The business I've done with the oil field, they got to see your face. They got to see somebody coming in to see them, whether it's weekly, biweekly, monthly, whatever the customer prefers, that's what we're going to do. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings. Hydraulic hose, oil field suction hose, lay flat hose, all types of fittings, hydraulic fittings, cam lock fittings. We also carry black pipe fittings, air brake fittings for semis, brass ball valves. In the oil field, sometimes you get a call for a crazy, hey, can you get this? And you go find it for them. Oil field or agriculture. So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in, we'll build it. You're an oil field customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order, or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. My company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's, or call me at 580-821-4413, 821-4413.
It's 6 o'clock on a Tuesday evening, and you start feeling bad. By 6:45, you feel awful, and you're getting concerned. You can't get in to see your doctor until the next morning. You don't want to feel this bad all night. What if it keeps getting worse? What if it's something serious? You'd rather not go to the ER, but something needs to be done. What should you do? Now there's a simple solution. The Great Plains Regional Medical Center Urgent Care Clinic is open. You don't need an appointment. You just need to walk through the door. You'll get expert treatment for everyday illnesses and injuries. If it really is an emergency, they'll let you know. But chances are they'll be able to diagnose and treat you so you can begin feeling better. GPRMC Urgent Care Clinic is on the east side of Elk City, 404 Southeastern, next to Starbucks. It's open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. and Sunday afternoon from 1 till 6. GPRMC Urgent Care Clinic, because when it comes to your health, there's no time to wait.
April's SUV month at Barber Dyson Ford in Elk City. Whatever it takes to put you in the SUV of your dreams. That includes 0% for 60 months on 22 model edges, plus $3,750 in customer cash. What about 0% for 48 months plus customer cash on the 22 Escapes and low APR on all SUV models, 22 and 23s? You heard me right. We've got nearly 20 to choose from, but don't wait. With these interest rates, they won't last long. Hurry to Barber Dyson Ford in Elk City today and check us out on BarberDysonFord.net.
Briley Baca is an investment advisor representative of and advisory services offered through Royal Fund Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Taxes, taxes, and more taxes. Hello, this is Briley Baca with Advanced Financial Strategies in Clinton, and if you hate taxes now, I promise you will hate them even more in retirement. If all your retirement assets are tied up in traditional 401ks or traditional IRAs, buckle up, because you've created what we call a retirement tax bomb. Tax evasion is what sends you to prison, but legal tax avoidance can permanently disinherit Uncle Sam, allowing you to spend more money and leave tax-free assets to the heirs of your estate. If you're tired of paying taxes and ready to do something about it, call me, Briley Baca, a certified financial planner professional here in Western Oklahoma, and we can start strategizing on how we can help you have a tax-free retirement. 323-6800 or visit our website, retirewithbaca.com.
We couldn't find anyone better to put on the air during the commercial, so Nathan and Landry Brewer are back. The Early Morning Show on KECO.
That's what everybody needs. Everybody needs their own Jimmy Clark story. 96.5 KECO's The Early Morning Show. Nathan and Landry and you. Forecast this hour. Brought to you by Carter Electric, locally owned and operated, Curvin and Mary Orgain. When we were in high school, didn't everybody we know work for Curvin Orgain? Did Jason Baker work for him?
Probably.
I may be making that up. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm, mainly before 2 o'clock this afternoon, then a chance of thunderstorms after 2. Whatever. 100% chance of rain today, Gary Morris. High near 56, north winds 10 to 20. Tonight, 80% chance of rain. Low of 45, and then mañana, showers likely, mainly before 8 a.m. Cloudy through mid-morning, then gradual clearing. So actually tomorrow we're going to wind up clearing out, but chance of precipitation early, 60%. With a high of, what, 67 tomorrow. Right now, 48 degrees still. Light rain has been falling off and on for several hours now. Hopefully you're getting some where you are. Come hear the latest news from the state capitol and enjoy a hot, delicious breakfast. Come hear the latest news from the state capitol and enjoy a hot, delicious breakfast this Friday morning in Cheyenne, Oklahoma. Eggs and Issues is what they're calling it. It's at the United Methodist Church's Fellowship Hall at 8 o'clock Friday morning. State Senator Casey Murdoch will be there. State Representative Anthony Moore will be there. The event is sponsored by North Fork Electric Co-op and Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. The ladies of the Methodist Church are preparing the meal. Come enjoy Eggs and Issues this Friday morning, 8 to 9 o'clock. It's in Cheyenne at the Methodist Church's Fellowship Hall. 20 away from the top. In about 10, 12 more minutes, Jared Atha comes in to give you the local award-winning morning news. But in the meantime, it's Wednesday segment 3 of the big show. And so we need to answer the question, what's up? What's up Wednesday? What's happening in Elk City, Oklahoma? Brought to you by the Elk City Chamber of Commerce, Elk City Tourism Department, the Elk City Convention Center, the boys fixing the museum. What building? Is that the chapel they're working on?
Yeah.
The crew working on the chapel in the Route 66 Museum Complex on the west side of Elk City. Julie Brewer, director of the Elk City Convention Center, is here. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up Wednesday? What's going on this week? Well, the big Elk Spring Shootout. This is going to be April 29th and 30th at the Elk City Fiveplex.
Hun, will you tilt that microphone up just a little bit, hun, and get right
is
in.
Is that better?
Thank you, dear. Love you. Thank you.
You can find more information. Just find them on Facebook, Elk City Softball Fiveplex. Elk City Baseball Tournament. This is going to be April 29th and 30th, again, at the Elk City Fiveplex. For more information on this baseball tournament this weekend, you can go to oklahomaball.com or contact Jared Keys, 580-225-0114. Elk City Motorsports Park. This is going to be April 29th. The race is going on. Dirt Dog 305 Sprints Round 2, plus the Sooner Limited Modified Series, ECMP Factory Stocks, and Enduros versus Tuners. For all the times and the rules, just find them on Facebook. Search Elk City Motorsports Park. Carnegie Library celebrates May 4th. May the Force be with you. May 4th, 6 p.m. at the Elk City Carnegie Library. There's going to be crafts, games, and special appearance from a Star Wars character. Woo! This is all May 4th, 6 p.m. at the Elk City Carnegie Library. Aerial Bound Athletics 3rd Annual Spring Showcase, May 6th through the 7th at the Elk City Convention Center. It's $25 per athlete. Food truck, bounce house, photography, and a DJ. You can find more information. Just search on Facebook, Aerial Bound Athletics. And then fresh in, hot off the press, from Danny Ringer, Roundup for Jesus Rodeo Weekend, May 6th through the 7th at the Butler Brothers Arena in Elk City. A free meal Saturday night, May 6th. Six and Under Mutton Bustin' starts at 6 p.m. A nightly big screen giveaways, nightly bicycle giveaways. The rodeo starts at 7 p.m. Great Plains Baptist Association. You can go there for more information. Just contact 580-243-9023 or look them up online, iprarodeo.com.
I was at Elk City's Carnegie Library yesterday. It had nothing to do with May the 4th. I went in there. I actually went in there to return a DVD. Was it Harry Potter? Do they have this?
Are you the one that's been stealing
them? You really
them?
Enjoy watching those Harry Potter free Harry Potter DVDs. I thought they said when I checked it out I could keep it 6 months. Apparently I misheard. But while I was there, I did something I haven't done in a long, long time.
You kissed Dion.
I did something else I hadn't done in a long, long time. I checked out a book.
Ooh.
Based on the strength of a Nathan Brewer recommendation, I checked out a book.
What was that
by
book?
By Mr. Noble Patterson. Josh Patterson?
James.
James. Yeah, him too.
Title?
James Patterson, The President is Missing.
Ooh.
I'm four chapters in.
Yeah, I devoured that book.
It's pretty good so far.
Oh, I devoured that
book. It's pretty good. Oh, it was written by James Patterson and Bill Clinton.
Yeah, he was the president.
Patterson? What? Noble?
Hey, so I have something for you guys this morning.
Noble
Strobel? I was looking online. You know, you can go online and look at, you know, different newspapers. And the Tulsa World had a story about the Pioneer Woman. The newly renovated Pioneer Woman Mercantile.
Uh-huh.
It took 4 months for this extensive renovations. When they first opened back in 2016, the concept for the restaurant was that it would be more of a casual deli-style place where people could pick up items and go. But they quickly learned that people, especially those who had taken all the time and effort to travel to Prohaska, wanted to order and sit down and take time to enjoy their meal. So they got rid of the deli cases. You can see all the renovations if you just go and look on her Facebook page. The upper level bakery is getting a major makeover, and it gives guests more space to sit and relax. But the official grand reopening is April 27th through the 29th weekend. That's this weekend. I also looked up Ree Drummond's net worth is $55
million. Oh, my word.
Her husband, Ladd, get this, is worth an estimated $200 million. Well, that is between the land, the cattle, the horses, and a part ownership of some of the Pioneer Woman's stores and ventures. This is according to Celebrity Net Worth. Do you remember, I don't know, it's been a few years, we made the Pioneer Woman's chocolate sheet cake. And
yeah.
It had 3 sticks of butter, 2 cups of sugar.
Dr. Coffee's traced my heart disease to that meat, to that
She's
meal.
She's not a low-fat, low-sugar diet type of person.
Uh-huh.
I did not know this, but when I was just looking her up and going to her Facebook page, she has a boarding house, the Pioneer Woman boarding house that is in Pawhuska. There's 8 rooms that's available, but in this one room, it's the butterfly room. There's a clawfoot tub, a Tempur-Pedic mattress, in-room movies, turn-down service, bathrobes, and automatic blinds. I mean, that's just a few of the amenities. This was nice. Now, I didn't look and see what the price was on this, but I can imagine with only 8 rooms, they're booked up all the time. I bet it's a fortune because you can see the pictures of all these 8 rooms. It's fabulous.
Well, I think it only costs about $700 a night.
You know, with her net worth, it's no wonder they put that statue of her up in Ponca City. You know, the Pioneer Woman statue? That's her, right?
By the way, she gets a lot of her motivation and inspiration for her dishes from Max Schuck, who cast quite a shadow over Pawhuska, Oklahoma, back in the 1970s.
Did he coach her in basketball at Pawhuska?
Does everyone have something of hers in your house? Like a dish towel, a coffee mug.
Crock pot. And maybe a butter holder?
Shirt?
That we broke that one. I think we broke the buttered.
We've got the butter dish.
Butter dish.
You go out to Walmart and you see her line. I think I recently bought a wooden spatula of hers.
Yeah, Ella just said Ainsley left me because I knocked on the door while she was in the bathroom, and she still isn't back.
Okay, so if we could just put a shout out, Ainsley, if you're listening.
Go ahead and get Ella.
Yeah, go back and get her before 8 o'clock.
Yeah, she needs to go to school. Briley Back. By the way, that's Julie Brewer, Director of the Elk City Convention Center. I'm Nathan. That's Landry, 96.5 KECO is the Early Morning Show. We're talking about What's Up Wednesday, What's Up in Elk City, Oklahoma. Briley Back, who's just big. Briley's bigger. Briley is just big. He's the son in his 20s. And he reminded me a week or two ago of something he told me before, but I'd forgotten this. He said that the first several times, Briley,
heard you, Julie, come on the show.
Yeah.
He did not realize we were married.
Oh, okay.
And so I told him, I said, look, Julie told me a couple of years ago, it's bad enough having to be married to you. I don't want to talk about it publicly. And so we try to keep that secret, generally speaking. And so that's why. But he was reminding me of that he didn't realize it. And I thought, well, that's really something. Thank you. 96.5 KECO is the early morning show. Well, here we are.
Do you think Ree Drummond's net worth is greater than Carol Burnett's?
I don't know.
One of our listeners says, I have the Pioneer Woman cleaver and metal spatula.
See? There you go.
Boone Pickens Stadium address, 700 West Hall of Fame Avenue, Stillwater, Oklahoma.
700 West Hall of Fame Avenue, Stillwater, Oklahoma. Zip? Well, I have to look that up.
Kentucky Rain by the King, Elvis Presley. That's from the Major in Cooperton. Rainy Night in Georgia. Rainy Night in Georgia. There you go.
No, Elvis sang that too.
Pioneer Woman is great.
In concert.
Pioneer Woman is great. The only problem I have with their stuff, most all their stuff is made in China.
Ooh.
Not in Pawhuska?
Wah, wah,
wah. I'm a little surprised. I thought they had a lot of manufacturing facilities in Pawhuska.
You know, you'd think.
What county is that in?
Pawhuska County.
Osage County.
Is it Osage?
Are you sure?
Positive, because I saw it last night, and I was like, Osage County, doesn't that have a nice ring to it?
Osage County.
Wrap that up in a package and market that.
They've got all the money up there.
$200 million.
Didn't they do a movie up there on a bridge, Osage
Killer?
County?
Is that where the Killers of Osage County's moon?
Or is it August Osage moon? Those aren't the same.
They're not
one,
the same.
Right?
August Osage, Killers of the County Osage, August Moon.
Something like that.
In September.
And there was a book
on
about
a rainy
it, too.
Night.
No, you're thinking about that.
It's fiction.
You're thinking about that show Ree Drummond did called Kill Your Diet with My Butter Sticks.
Did Leonardo DiCaprio move to Oklahoma? Or am I thinking of Matthew McConaughey? Did they shoot some of that in Woodward?
I think they live together up in Woodward.
Share a trailer?
Uh-huh. No, Cher doesn't live here. Sorry. 96.5 KECO is the early morning show. Julie Brewer, director of the Elk City Convention Center. One more time, real quick, rattle them off. What's coming up in Elk City? It's What's Up Wednesday.
Okay, so you got the softball and the baseball this weekend at the Fiveplex.
Which is the same deal from last weekend. There was both a softball and a baseball tournament last weekend. This weekend, another baseball and softball tournament.
I do know that the baseball last weekend had over 30 teams signed up for that. You got the Elk City Motorsports Park. They're going to be racing again this weekend on April 29th. Carnegie Library celebrates May 4th. May the Force be with you. And Aerial Bounds is next weekend, the third annual spring showcase.
Well, there you have it. If people want more information about these or other events going on in Elk City, Oklahoma, where do they get that information?
So you can always call me at 580-225-0906 or contact the Chamber. Look them up on Facebook, Elk City Chamber of Commerce.
Is there anything else that we need to talk about while I got you?
You were going to give me some sleeping pills, right? Can you bring those home?
Well, here's one of the things I don't understand. Julie's one of those people. She can send me a message, and I can reply to it, and 9 hours later, she never read it. And she'll ask me the same question. Hey, do you have that thing? And I'll say, well, did you check your phone? I replied to your message. Oh, no, I didn't.
I don't hear the ding.
But don't you ever just check your phone? And there's a notice that you've gotten a message.
It doesn't come up or it goes away.
And I always reply. So I don't understand why you don't check your phone.
I don't know. I'm very
check
passive.
Your phone. Just check your phone.
Okay.
I replied.
Did you?
You know how I face-to-face talking scares me.
You said it's already home in my closet.
Yeah, it's already home.
Oh, okay.
You're asking me to bring something home. So I leave it at home because that's where I need to sleep.
Is there a way, is there like a little divot in there that I can half that pill and only take half of that?
Well, you can try, but it's not going to work well for
you. I just don't want to have a major hangover tomorrow from taking that pill.
Well, then you probably better take it about 3 this afternoon.
Okay.
And so that's what, again, another bad night last night?
Yeah, I didn't sleep well.
I'm sorry. I slept a lot better.
Thank you.
Two nights ago, terrible night. Last night, I slept a lot better.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think it was the rain.
So my alarm went off at 5:30. I turned it off and went back to bed, and I heard the rain slowly coming down, hitting the window.
Name a song with rain in the title. Anyone. Just anyone.
I love the rainy nights.
There you go. Eddie Rabbit. And, you know, you got that You got that title about 80% correct, too. It's not I love the rainy nights, plural. It's I love a rainy night, singular.
You know who I am on music titles.
I do.
And the person who created it and who
the
sung
lyrics.
It.
Oh, you should hear her singing a song. It's sort of like you and my 8-year-old Sophie. you know my 8-year-old daughter, Sophie? You both of you know roughly the same amount of lyrics to any song.
Yeah, well, I want to sing it, and I can't remember the words, so I just put in my own words so I can sing the song.
Yeah. Very creative.
There's nothing
though.
Wrong
great.
With that.
Julie Brewer, director of the Elk City Convention Center. It's What's Up Wednesday, brought to you by the City of Elk City Tourism, Elk City Chamber of Commerce, Elk City Convention Center, and the crew. What's his name? What's the guy's name? You said he's got a story. What's his name?
Codner. Dean Codner.
Dean Codner and the boys working on the chapel in Ackley Park in Elk City, going to the chapel, and we're going to get married. They're working on the chapel, people, up on Chapel Hill. Jared Aha coming in to give you news. It's 96.5 KECO's The Early Morning Show.
We try to keep fair prices. You don't have to take out a mortgage to buy hearing aids.
We have three doctors that refer us patients on a weekly basis. I even have two doctors that are patients of mine. They went to Oklahoma City and were quoted really, really high prices. And they came to see me, and we had the same thing for a third of what they were quoted.
Why is it so much more expensive in Oklahoma City than it is right here?
I don't know. Maybe they got a big boat payment or Mercedes or something. I don't know. We have the same thing they have. We have Bluetooth. We have remote controls if people want them. We have TV adapters. We have everything that they have. My name is Clint Higginbotham. I'm a certified hearing aid specialist with Caring Hearing Aid Services. Our Elk City location is inside Dr. Perkins' office at 601 West 3rd, right across the street from the Country Dove, 821-2299. The Clinton location is about 50 feet north of Mazio's, 1906 Gary Boulevard. Try hearing better and try having more fun.
This is the Paragon Morning News. I'm Jared Athup. An Elk City woman was arrested over the weekend and charged with one felony count of arson after she allegedly set a motel on fire. According to court records, 40-year-old Fallon Tia Orzia was arrested for the crime Friday afternoon at a home located in the 900 block of West 2nd Street in Elk City after a quick investigation showed the suspect on surveillance footage at the scene of the crime earlier that morning. The probable cause affidavit said that after the fire, footage was reviewed and Orzea was observed walking from a room at the King's Inn just before 1:30 in the morning. The affidavit said that she was observed walking to dumpsters close to 3rd Street, where a fire was observed after she turned away and walked to the laundry room of the motel. Orzea was then observed returning to her room as smoke began to come from the laundry room area. After being arrested, Borzia admitted to being at the King's Inn and burning papers inside that dumpster. Bond for Borzia was set at $100,000. A court date is pending. This has been the Paragon Morning News. I'm Jared Athup.
The people you used to work with didn't care about anything but getting wasted or stoned after work. Sometimes they acted that way at work, but the bosses wouldn't do anything about it. They just wanted warm bodies with a pulse, even if the work was sloppy. Or worse, you finally had all of that you could take. That's why you left. Things are different now. You don't worry anymore about who you're working with. The people around here are clear-eyed and serious about the job. It feels good to work with people like this. And your pay is good, too. You'll be near six figures when the year's done, plus all that insurance. You'll also get paid vacation time. And they're helping you get ready to retire. They actually care about you. That's why they're able to hire such good people. Anadarko Dozer and Trucking is serious about hiring good drivers. Anadarko Dozer and Trucking is serious about taking care of good drivers. In Elk City at 1121 South Main. Drivers, where do you want to work?
The Early Morning Show. Think of it as a continental breakfast for the mind.
Every morning there's a free continental breakfast.
Continental breakfast.
It's back here on 96.5 KECO.
So it's continental then.
You know you need to get your oil changed in your car, but you don't want to take the time to do it, do you? You don't want to have to leave work or home, get it to the place, wait around, and then get back to what you were doing. Well, Barber Dyson Ford in Elk City will help. They're going to come get your vehicle wherever you are. They're going to get your vehicle, take it back themselves, service it, bring it back to you while you kept working, kept doing housework, kept doing whatever you were doing, and you didn't miss a beat. Let Barbara Dyson Ford in Elk City make your life just a little bit easier. 96.5 KECO's The Early Morning Show. Nathan and Landry and you, thanks for making us part of your day. A reminder, you need to go to KECOFM.com and submit your seniors' pictures. If you've got a child or grandchild, friend, neighbor, brother, mother graduating this year, the class of 23, we want a picture of them. We're calling it senior pictures, but don't get the idea it has to be their formal photo shoot, a picture. They can be. That's fine if it is, but it doesn't have to be. It could be any shot taken at home, at school, at work, Christmas, Easter, birthday, ball game, on the couch, on the farm, on the go.
And, you know, we've gotten some really creative, interesting, and frankly entertaining photos texted to us this morning.
And, of course, they're disqualified, but they're wonderful. Happy 90th birthday today to Carol Burnett.
Nathan, for the rest of the day, I'm going to be thinking about Ladd Drummond's $200 million net worth up in Osage County, Oklahoma.
And all that Chinese-made Pioneer Woman stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Great job, guys. Thanks for entertaining us another day. Appreciate you. Raindrops keep falling on my head. Killer of the Moon Flowers. Killer of the Moon Flowers is about the investigation of Indian murders in Osage County. Song title with rain in it, Tom Ivester, Walking in the Rain. Just woke up. Did you know it's raining? 96.5 KECO at Elk City.
KECO, Elk City.
There appears to be a deal. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. In the House, among Republicans who are trying to work out a plan on raising the debt limit with spending cuts attached. Fox's Chad Pergam at the Capitol reports changes were made overnight, trying to appease skeptics within the GOP like Congressman Tim Burchett.
Yeah, I'm a hard no.